If you're just joining us, it's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Climate change is dramatically altering the world we live in. That's a stark reality in the northernmost state, where nearly 90% of native Alaskan villages are on the coast and dealing with erosion and floods. And perhaps nobody is more vulnerable than residents of the tiny village of Newtok. It's 450 miles west of Anchorage. There, the Ninglick River is rapidly rising due to ice melt, and the Yupik Eskimo who live there must leave, and soon. Reporter Suzanne Goldenberg calls them America's first climate refugees. She spent time in Newtok and wrote about it in the Guardian newspaper. She took along a videographer, and they recorded what people there are seeing.
The snow comes in a different timing now. The snow disappears way late. That's making the geese come in the wrong time. Now they're starting to lay eggs when there's still snow and ice, and we can't even travel and go pick them. It's getting harder. It's changing a lot.
That's Newtok resident Nathan Tom. Suzanne Goldenberg joined us in the studio to talk about the story.
Good to be here.
So he is giving you this incredible description, which is about much more than when geese lay eggs. He's talking about the threat to their way of life. Another thing that you document is the rising of the Ninglick River. What's happening there?
Well, that is the biggest and most immediate threat to Newtok, and that is the river is basically stealing the land out from under the village. Every year during the storm season, that river can take away 20, 30, up to 300 feet a year in that season, and it just rips it off the land away from the village in these terrifying storms. And then the seasons are just totally out of whack. And if you're a hunter, like Nathan Tom, then that affects your daily life and your living.
So you write, in perhaps 5 years, these will be America's first climate refugees because, what, the town surrounded by this river will be underwater?
Absolutely. I mean, the Corps of Army Engineers did a survey, and according to the projections, the highest point in the village, which is a school because it sits on pilings, could be underwater by 2017 because so much land is being lost every year. Every year the storms get worse. Every year the flooding gets more intense. And one day the whole area could be underwater. This is an area of mud flats, you know, when the snow melts. There's no high point there. There is nowhere to go for them except to really leave the place entirely.
There are plans to relocate the entire village across the Ninglick River to higher ground, about 9 miles away. What's standing in the way of effectuating that?
Money. Money and the law. Basically, these people are living well below the sort of average incomes of other Americans, and they're able to live that way because they hunt and fish for what they eat and because they share within the community. So they can't all of a sudden go and build and pay for new houses on the other side.
Let's hear from another resident. This Yupik Eskimo gentleman is called Tom John.
I'd rather stay here where I grew up, where I love. I love Newtok. You know, I don't want to move to somewhere else.
Well, the Eskimos have hunted there for centuries, haven't they? Not necessarily in Newtok, but this area.
They are intimately connected to the land. And you have to remember that this community, first of all, people are all related. And second, they have a unique culture. They have their own dances. They have their own songs. And that develops over years, decades, centuries, living together, hunting together, being very dependent one upon the other in this very harsh environment.
What are we learning from climate change? As you write, there are scores of Alaskan Native villages in this kind of condition. What are we learning from them? How are we preparing?
I think, you know, for me, the biggest revelation here was that we just do not have the right mindset in the federal and state governments to deal with climate change. I mean, for example, one of the biggest impediments to getting the money for the people in Newtok is that the federal government and the state governments do not, under the law, recognize climate change as a disaster. So it's not as if you suffer a drought, you suffer a hurricane, you suffer a tornado, and you can apply for disaster relief, because climate change moves too slowly to be recognized as a disaster, and because you need to move people now before the disaster occurs. So our current legal framework was not set up to anticipate climate change, and that's a big, big problem.
That's Suzanne Goldenberg, the U.S. environment correspondent for The Guardian. She's written a three-part series on America's first climate change estranged refugees in Nutok, Alaska. Thank you very much for coming to the studio with us.
Thank you for having me.